Hello and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is Steps for Contingency Planning in support of the initiative competency. Contingency planning is the preparation for an expected yet undesirable outcome. A contingency plan can be thought of as a backup plan that helps to minimize or mitigate the impact of a known risk. Contingency planning is important because it reduces the overall disruption in operations during an emergency. It is especially relevant to NAVFAC. NAVFAC's Contingency Engineering business line uses contingency planning combined with engineering to provide contractual support against natural and man-made disasters, where time is of the essence. Atlantic's Global Contingency Construction, GCC, and Pacific's Global Contingency Service Contract, GCSC, have supported operations such as wildfire response and infrastructure and oil platform repairs worldwide and are a key to NAVFAC's operation and people's safety. These are global examples, but contingency planning can and should be done throughout the organization. This podcast will give you 5 detailed steps for contingency planning. 1. Identify risks. 2. Prioritize risks. 3. Plan a response. 4. Communicate the plan. And 5. Keep the plan updated. Prior to building a plan to mitigate risks, you must first identify them. Risks are not unique to events that affect daily operations, but can be determined within all scopes of the organization. For example, within NAVFAC, risks can be identified at various levels, including at the project, program, and business line and support line levels. Determining risk should be a collaborative effort, looking at both internal and external factors to the operation. Be sure not to discount any risks, regardless of likelihood, as all risks provide a complete picture and can affect others when contingency planning. Identifiable risks frequent to NAVFAC and its engineers are any that affect building infrastructure, installation, and/or employee safety. Contingency plans can't be made for every possible risk. It's just not feasible. Prioritizing risks will identify which ones have the most severe impact on operations and need a more robust contingency plan. Risks should be prioritized based on 2 categories, probability and severity. Risks with the highest probability and severity of impact deserve the most attention when it comes to prioritizing. Less attention is needed as you gradually move down the prioritization ladder to risks with low probability and severity. With the highest priority risks identified, a contingency plan can be developed. While each contingency plan will obviously differ depending on your situation, the structure of your plans should follow a similar format. The start and end of all contingency plans should look the same: the event that triggered the plan into motion, and the return to normal business operations. The events in between are what make up the contingency plan itself. The who, what, and how. An incredibly helpful tool for developing contingency plans is a responsibility assignment matrix, also known as a RACI chart. RACI charts clearly divvy up roles and responsibilities in an easy-to-follow guide that makes communication easier and increases widespread awareness. Once the contingency plan is set, it needs to be effectively communicated to everyone involved. Ensure that everyone is aware of their designated role and responsibility for the smoothest execution possible. In addition, make contingency plans easily accessible, physically and/or digitally, so that it is readily available to everyone. Ideally, contingency plans are not used very often, but it is of utmost importance to keep them up to date. An outdated plan built under old management can cause confusion during the triggering event if current management is not up to date. Closely monitor the contingency plan on a regular basis by updating or modifying roles, responsibilities, and awareness so that it can be effective in its time of need. In summary, the 5 steps for contingency planning are 1. Determine risks. 2. Prioritize risks. 3. Plan a response. 4. Communicate the plan. And 5. Keep the plan updated. Be sure to follow these steps to effectively and efficiently plan against risks in the future. Thank you for listening to this podcast on steps for contingency planning. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFACHQ, Total Force Development, @navy.mil.